Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
That's when I'm gaming.
That's when you're gaming? When How many hours a day?
When you're off. Now it's a lot less now. But I had periods where, like especially Tarkov, even Call of Duty, like I could do a couple days in a row.
Days in a row?
Like like you'll sleep and then start over and then play again. Or are you talking about straight?
I mean, like, I would go all the way through.
Oh my.
What do you mean? No sleep?
Goodness.
Yeah, like 36 hours or something.
Yeah,
he's a real gamer.
Welcome to episode 96 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped Factor and Honey, and we'll tell you a little bit about them later on in the podcast. Speaking of money, we have Cash Money Lando Norris in the building.
Oh, that man right there.
Is that my new name?
Huh?
Cash Money?
Cash Money.
I don't know. I just made that up.
I like it.
I wanted to find something that rhymed with money, and the only thing that came to my head was honey. Yeah, honey, money. That's what it is. My man Sebas, Scumper Jumper, and May. Welcome everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate the like. I know a lot of you already liked the video, so shout out to you guys specifically. See how many people started to like the video like right away? The second that I say thank you, everybody just rushes and does it. So we are in Austin. We have Formula One happening, F1 happening this weekend. Lots to talk about. How many times have you been here?
Four
times.
Yep.
Double me. I've been here twice. Both times I've been here, X Games. Two for two
gold medals for the...
Are you guys racing at the Speedway of Americas? Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
Circuit of the Americas.
Oh, yes. That's where we played X Games at both times.
Yep.
So I'm familiar with the territory.
Sorry.
Thanks.
How do you feel about Texas?
I love it. It's actually one of the best of the whole season.
Really?
One of the most exciting. Highest attended race of the whole season. I think almost half a million people.
Live?
Like throughout the whole weekend.
Oh, okay.
But that's a record number.
I mean, that's a lot of people. COD events, we're getting probably, what, 50? 50?
Not 50. Yeah, man, 50, look, 000. Online, a lot of people tune in.
How many people you think come through a COD event in a weekend?
In a weekend?
Maybe 10,000?
10, 15,000, yeah.
500,000?
Similar, yeah.
But same. Yeah, but how many people are watching online, though? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. How many people are watching F1 on Twitch is what I want to know, you know?
Can't.
No,
I'm saying, you can't do that.
Still more than us. Get it? Still more than Call of Duty, because Call of Duty's on... You get it?
Yeah.
I wanted to... Personally, right, I got introduced into F1, like a lot of people, through the F1 series.
Yep.
On Netflix, Drive to Survive. And I just... From that moment, I was just like the amount of respect that I respect every athlete at that level, but it truly puts it into perspective how the second that you get in there, you are literally you're putting your life at risk every single time you get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Scump won't even get in a helicopter.
Dude, I'm a straight grandma on the road. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm both hands on the wheel, like going 60 miles an hour. I'm so slow, but I'd love to push limits.
We got
to
change that.
Ooh.
Huh?
We got to change it.
Yeah. I wanna do it like a little duel. Can we duel, get in the car, and just me
you,
like...
Wait, you want him to like...
Take
to,
me around the track one time, dude.
I'll I'll do that, 100%.
Really?
Wait, yeah. How does that work? Is it like tandem? Like,
I mean, there's,
like
there's hot laps. There's hot laps. So you just go in the passenger seat.
Oh my God.
But I hate being a passenger.
Oh.
Like that's my... I hate it completely.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have full faith in you, you know? Like,
thank you.
I have full trust in you to get me around there.
So. Yeah, we're going to have to get some insurance before we do that.
I'd actually love to do that if you would take me.
This weekend, we can do it.
This weekend will be in Seattle, unfortunately.
Another time.
I know. Yeah, another
so where
time
do you
sure.
guys go from here?
Here, Mexico. next week straight away. One weekend off, and then we have Brazil and Abu Dhabi, final two races.
You have four more races.
Four more.
Sebas and I need to go with you guys to Brazil.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, we've never Brazil. Been. You've never been either.
Me? Love football. Yeah. No, I've never been to Brazil. I'd love to go.
That would be, cool place.
Yeah, that would be a really cool place to visit. Because I love tacos, and I'm sure their tacos are
in Brazil? There's no tacos in Brazil. No.
What?
Are there?
I don't think tacos is a thing in Brazil.
Okay,
are you dead ass?
Mexico and it's Brazil.
Yeah, Mexico, yes.
They have to have tacos.
Are there tacos in Colombia?
I'm getting embarrassed. They have to have tacos.
No. I mean, there's tacos, but there isn't tacos. You know what I mean? There's not like Mexican tacos.
Oh,
like,
those are mine.
You don't want to go no more.
No,
they have Texas. They have the churrascaria, right? Obviously, they have the yeah. It's like it's you know Brazilian steakhouses. You've been there.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they're not my favorite.
No, you think?
Not my favorite. I don't like they just.
You sure you've been to Brazil?
No, he's never been.
No,
okay,
never
makes
been.
Makes sense then.
Well, it's awesome.
I mean, you said it's tacos.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be honest. It caught me by surprise that you said that.
Really?
That, yeah, that there was tacos in Brazil. I was like, oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm stupid. Let's keep going in on you. No, that's not. It was an honest mistake. Like, what?
That's great. All right, so you go to Mexico, Brazil, and then what's the last one?
Abu Dhabi.
Phenomenal. Also want to go to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, is it fun there?
Yeah.
I've obviously never been there. I've been to London, France, and that's about my travel experience outside of over the sea.
Man, I want to go to Abu Dhabi so I can have some pizza.
What's your favorite one
pizza there?
He said tacos from Brazil. I'm just trying to, you know.
I'm sure they have delicious pizza.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it. You know, just trying to. What about the one in is it Thailand? The one the race is there a race in Thailand where they have the boat on top of the what is that? Taiwan? No, it's not Taiwan.
Singapore.
I'm thinking of Singapore. That's right. Yeah.
There's a boat? Where's the boat? Oh, the building.
It looks like a boat to me.
Yeah, Singapore's cool. That was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like,
night race again. Street circuit.
How often are you guys flying?
Pretty much every week.
Wait, how the hell do you...
Yeah, I would imagine it's a lot of
travel. Where do you pack your car?
What do I pack it? In a truck.
Okay.
It gets flown everywhere.
Okay.
I don't think he handles that. The transportation of the car. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's not going to put it in his back pocket or in his backpack. You know, going through customs with something like that would be, I bet, difficult.
Would you ever
I was just
drive,
wondering how he gets it to the places.
Would you ever drive that car, like, just on a, like,
a
highway?
It's
It'd be one of the most uncomfortable things you can imagine.
Really?
On a circuit, it's okay, but down the road, it'll be horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's too bumpy.
Too bumpy?
Too low to the ground. Obviously,
I mean, just
like
imagine seeing that. You're driving down the highway. You look to your left. Lando's there. Just flies right past you.
So there is a movie called Driven. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
With Sylvester Stallone. It is. I only bring it up because it is the worst acted movie in the history of movies. I'm one of the biggest. Not one of the biggest. But I do love Sylvester Stallone. But that movie was horrendous.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the worst. And look, I'm not even talking about the vehicles or the reality of how close they got to the F1 actual driving. I'm talking about literally just bad acting. Like, it was horrible.
You're a movie connoisseur.
Is a scene in there where the wife of the German dude who left him to go with the young gunner, and she's like doing this like acrobatic water acrobatics, and the dude goes like he's reading a book and he looks up and he's like, I'm doing a better job right now. He's like, it's like, were you born from frogs or something? Like, it was the worst thing ever. I truly do recommend it.
Put those sunglasses back on, man.
I truly do. What?
Huh? Look a little sleepy.
I'm not sleepy or stoned. We are in Texas. That's illegal. And we just drove 4 hours. And I had to drive because I got car sick.
No, okay. I was going to say, you didn't have to drive. You got car sick.
No, I got car sick.
I was car sick as well.
Well, you're hungover, though.
I am hungover, unfortunately.
You ever get car sick?
Nope.
Well,
like, never? Do you ever drink? Like, if you've ever had a long night out and you get in a car...
Are you asking if he's ever had a hangover?
That's the only time that I... Well, maybe he doesn't drink. That's the only...
No, never.
Yeah.
Never.
I mean,
gone out, yeah.
Yeah.
Partied, yeah.
You actually, so you don't drink, or are you being serious?
No, I drink.
Oh, okay.
How old are you?
Never got car sick.
How old are you?
22.
Very cool.
But yeah, I only get car sick whenever I've had a long night out. And last night we had skinny margaritas. we went pretty hard last night. We had the Black Ops 2 throwback tournament, so we had a bunch of people still in town, and we had a good time.
So you like to game?
I love to game. I mean, especially during COVID, I was gaming more than I can imagine.
But. Yeah, I was eating more than I could imagine, unfortunately, during COVID.
I think most people
but also gaming, yeah. I mean,
no, I love it. I mean, especially with traveling so much.
What games were you playing?
COD, Halo, Tarkov.
So hear this, folks. He's playing Halo, mouse and key. That is dedication right there, because that might be the single most auto-aim-driven game in the world ever made. So do you ever like have a bad game and get mad at the controller players?
I mean, I would. As much as I love gaming, I'm not the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
I can get to a decent place, but then I don't progress a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But of course I have bad games, but everyone's told me that I have to play controller.
Yeah.
Thing is, I have zero talent with the controller.
Does it make you feel like a little bit dirty that, you know, because mouse and keyboard is...
I just can blame it on something all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If I lose, I'm just, mouse keyboard.
Yeah. They're on controller. These noobs. They have auto aim.
Exactly. They need aim assist. I don't.
But so it's funny because he plays Tarkov, and I'm sure people that have watched the podcast know that I am an absolute degenerate on Tarkov. Like, I sit there for 12 hours a day and... I play it, don't stream it, which I probably should, and I just play.
So. The thing is, if you try and stream it, though, you never will speak to your chat.
Yeah, you can't.
Because you're so focused on the game.
That game is a horror game. You get jump scared more than, I mean, horror games. Like, you get shot in the head, and it's, because I crank my, you have to crank your headset, because you want to be able to hear people. And you get shot in the head, and it's like, it's so loud. You hear the bullet clink off your helmet. It's horrifying. It's horrible.
But one of the best games.
Yeah, I think it's one of my favorite games of the past like 6 years.
So Call of Duty is obviously doing that one mode in Call of Duty for this new season that is like an extraction game.
DMZ, yeah.
DMZ, are you going to play that? Or are you going to give
absolutely. If it's, I hope it's good because competition's always a good thing, and I hope that they put, you know, some competition on Tarkov because Tarkov has a couple things that I'd
like. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope that it works well, but Call of Duty has always been sort of that this like cracked game, right? It's not Counter-Strike, where it's a little bit more methodical. It's definitely not
it's an arcade shooter. It's strictly, I mean, it's a Twitch shooter is what you call them, because you're making so many snap decisions. Like Halo is kind of in the same boat because it's a lot of fast decisions, it's a lot of micro movements. But I think DMZ is going to be good. I think it is going to be good.
Yep.
And I really do hope it is good. Because if it is, I just want something to play after we're done with scrims every day. And to have like that, I mean, we're going to be able to play Warzone this year because the past couple years, it's been on different engines. So like during the Cold War season, Verdansk was still out. You say you don't play Caldera. So that game was completely different. So we couldn't play it. So this year we actually get to play it. And last year, Vanguard was on a different engine as well. So we finally get to play those extra things after scrims. So I'm hoping it's good.
I still play Warzone every second that I can. I just love it. I just love Call of Duty.
Good fun, huh? You and your mates? Little night.
Yeah, me and the old man of Optic, you know, talking shit to each other. Mostly them just being toxic towards me.
What's the most kills you've got in a game?
Lie.
You'll
never know if
he lost. No, it was
40.
I think it was with Jack.
That makes a lot of sense.
It might have been
sense.
With Tim as well.
That it's making a lot of sense because their skill base is not good. You're running around, people are just walking into walls. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Sorry, Tim, we got through the last. Zinny's behind the camera. We played the World Series of Warzone with Tim and it didn't go well, but it wasn't Tim's fault.
It was Zinny's fault?
No, it was like, because we're the pros, you know, we go in, Tim's expecting us to come in and carry, and we just hadn't played the game, like, at all. We had like a five-night bender. Zinny was in town.
Every time he comes into town, you, like, start drinking.
I know. He's a horrible influence. I've actually been on a diet. I've been on a diet. I've been trying to, you know, be healthier, and he comes into town, and it's right out the window. I had McDonald's this morning.
Well, look at the state of him. Of course he likes to eat. Oh no. No.
I thought you were about to.
I thought Top was going on.
I was about to lose full of you.
Everyone's reaction.
Like, he's Hasselhoff.
I'm just glad Matt was ready with that camera so he can show what's happening.
Oh man, but I'm sorry. How many kills? You didn't get to it.
Yeah, I think I never hit 30, but I was close, I think. So probably 27.
Okay, that's a good. I mean, that's solid.
That's way
game,
more than man. I've ever got. I think the most that I've ever gotten was like 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I play like all the time. And they're against higher skilled, you know, players, obviously, because of my tenure in Call of Duty. Noah,
Nothing.
Yeah.
Hector joined the lobby. I'd go get caffeine. I'd be like, I'd be like, it's time to try to farm a gameplay. Like,
what's the most you ever gotten, Sebas?
37.
37?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What about you, Seth? You lying?
I actually don't know what my highest is. It's probably, I couldn't tell you, actually.
100,000?
No, what?
Probably World like Series of Warzone champion?
Yeah. It's probably around like 45, maybe. I actually don't.
Look,
remember.
I'm not impressed you're a pro player.
Because I haven't played Caldera at
That's
all.
That's not impressive to me. You're a pro player. Of course you're going to kill
Well,
the,
I'm not
the,
VPNing. The, like, I'm not random. I'm not cheating like all these Warzone guys are cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Completely kidding. Completely kidding. Just fun. Yeah. But yeah, I don't keep track of how many kills.
You know what? I was doing some research, and I am going to go ahead and say it. I don't think Nadia's cheating. Personally.
I don't either.
I've seen some clips. Her movement is good enough to be able to get some kills. Did she in the past? I don't know, but I can tell you that what I've seen, because she kept getting fed to me like on my TikTok, and I don't follow fucking anyone on TikTok. TikTok is like my form of entertainment. I'm not there to entertain. I'm there to be entertained. So I don't follow anyone. Not for any other reason besides the fact that I'm using
Neither
it more
do
like,
I.
A,
I have
like a personal thing.
My account, like I signed in through like Gmail or whatever. I don't even have a user. Or I do have an account actually that I haven't been posting to. Kevy, we gotta start posting. Which we will when the new game drops. I'll be grinding.
Yeah.
So this is like my off season now. So this is the first off season that I've ever truly taken and like actually really didn't do much. Like yeah. I usually get done with the season and then insta like start streaming a week later right when we get home.
Lando, do you guys have an off season?
We do. I mean, this year, last year we finished 2 days before Christmas.
One
week before Christmas. This year we finish mid to end of November.
Okay.
So I've got December off, January off, or half December off, January off, and then like Feb the 1st.
Like it's when it starts?
Wow, and what sort of? That's a really quick turnaround.
Yes.
That is very...
I think it'll be even shorter than that this year.
And then it sounds like that's a long...
And then it's pretty full on.
Yeah.
Between March to November.
How many races do you have a year?
No, next year's even one more as well. It's 24 next year.
24. Okay.
But between March to November, so you take, 4 months out of it.
Do you have, like, what, 2-3 a month about?
Close to.
Okay. Oh, so that's... I mean, that's, like, that's kind of similar to COD because we have... During our season, we have league matches... I mean, we have 2 league matches 3 weeks in a row, and then we'll have our major. So it's about the same.
It's a lot.
It is a lot
of traveling.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
How
much break do you take in between like races? Because one race could be across the world from the next one. So how does like that work?
So it depends. For like European races, the first day we actually have to be on the track is Thursday. So European races, we can normally always fly Wednesday evening. I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
Oh, okay.
If it's off. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is like
race.
So you say you have to be on the track Thursday and you fly in Wednesday night. So you get there the night before. So
I mean, it's like 9 o'clock and I'll be there on Thursday morning. So
okay.
What sort of practice do you do before you get into like these races?
I mean, the only thing you can do is drive on the simulator.
Mm.
So that'll be the only other thing that I necessarily have to do is between races... So even though I say I'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, one of the days will be like a reviewing the previous weekend and preparing for the next weekend.
Gotcha.
So it might be that I go back there, go back to McLaren in England on Sunday night, do Monday preparation for everything. Then I'll have maybe Tuesday off, Wednesday off, and then
when you
fly.
Game?
That's when I'll game.
That's when you're gaming? How many hours a day? When you're off?
Now it's a lot less now. But I had periods where, like especially Tarkov, even Call of Duty, like I could do a couple of days in a row.
Days in a row?
Of like just straight gaming?
Like he'll sleep and then start over and then play again. Or are you talking
about straight? No, I mean like I would go all the way through.
Oh my.
What do you mean? No sleep?
Goodness.
Yeah, like 36 hours or something.
He's a real gamer.
Is that true, guys? No. You guys join him?
Tarkov was what? Like Tarkov took days off my life in terms of... I would do, you know, I could go probably 10 in the morning and I'll go to 12 o'clock the next day. Even more. I'll go to like bedtime, you know, the next day.
I mean, I thought I was bad.
Yeah.
I'm up there 10 hours and I'm like, oh man.
No,
like,
I
just what? Energy drinks, snacks?
Snacks. Yeah. A lot of drinks. whatever. Just keep
but
me
that's
going.
Awesome.
Like, thing like, is, these games would keep me so, like, I wouldn't need that much because I'll be so in it the whole time. Yeah, so focused. Just have a couple of snacks so I don't fall asleep.
I mean, that's awesome, though, to have, like, to be able to play for that long. I mean, you got to be having a blast.
Oh, I was.
Like, games for me nowadays, like, I still have fun, you know, like, playing. Yeah. But, like, I mean, back then it was a lot different because now it's, like, a job. Now we play all the time. You know, but that's awesome that you have that passion.
I got to a time when, like, I didn't do loads growing up. I did a reasonable amount, but then it was COVID. COVID is like nothing to do. I knew I wasn't going to be racing for like not a year, but you know, right. 5 months. So I was just like,
how was that? Like, how did COVID change the sport?
Mm. It was the longest break from no racing that I've had in my whole life. So since I was about 7 years old.
Did you enjoy that?
Wait, how did you start in racing? Like, what's the path that you take to get to the level?
I had a very, very different path. I went, so at 3 years old, I got put on a horse. Started off horse riding.
You were an equestrian.
Horseback riding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always had horse riding. Then,
like a jockey.
Yeah, not quite. I mean, I was three, so I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't doing much. he was holding on for dear life. He's 3 years
old. I was crying, just sitting there.
Isn't it moving?
Yeah. So I did that. Then got a quad bike when I was four. So I had that. Then stopped that. Motocross bike when I was six. So I did that for maybe like half a year or a bit more. And then I went to go and watch a karting race, like a British champion. The British Championships. I went when I was probably almost seven. And I loved it. It was like the first thing I actually went to watch properly. And it was like the best thing ever. So then I wanted to have a go. Seventh birthday, got a go-kart. And then that was me done. Fell in love with it. Better than quad biking, motorbikes, all of this stuff. And then the rest is as it is.
So after you get the motor cart, or is that like a go-kart?
Yeah,
like a go-kart. So after you get that, like, what is the transitional period when you like broke onto the scene? Like, when did you know that
you had it?
You had it, and you were gonna like really pursue professional driving.
Two steps. I think first time I actually started to do
I
well.
Thought you said Tuesday. I'm like, what the fuck? Two steps.
I remember it. two steps. First time I started doing well was like I wasn't that good when I started.
You gotta practice.
I needed a lot of practice when I started. So probably took me a good 3-4 years until I actually started to win anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like very early on, I wasn't as good as what a lot of other kids were. So it took me a good 3-4 years until I started to do well and started to win races, win the championships. And then that kind of always helps you. You know, you do well with one team and then like maybe that next better team in the next category wants to have you, and then you can go to them and so forth. But the main thing is, like, you have the British stuff and the national stuff, and then you go European. So then you start to go into Italy and Spain, and you're going against the best guys in the world. And when I went into that and actually started to do well, that was the first time that it gave me the confidence that actually I might be pretty decent at this. But I mean, like that, I was still 12. So 12, 13.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So I'm assuming you didn't have a driver's license. So how do you drive like that if you don't have a driver's license? Is that like...
Yeah, that's... I drove in...
It's a gray area, I guess.
I drove in Formula One, I think. I drove in Formula One before I had my driving license.
What?
I did my first test in Formula One.
That is insane. I mean, you pull up to the DMV here, you're like, give me the license, bro. Like... I'm not taking your test.
Show your highlight reel.
Give me my license. That's insane.
I wish.
What is the? I mean, I guess it's a simple question, but like, what's the fastest you've ever gone? Do you remember?
Like in Top Gun, I'm the fastest man alive.
He's the fastest man alive.
What Mach were you going? Like when you went the fastest?
So there's a couple of tracks where you go quicker, like Mexico next weekend, because of the altitude. So there's a lot less drag on the car. An extremely long straight. You get in kilometers an hour 365 370.
So what's that?
What's the math?
That in miles per hour.
225.
Oh my god! Jeez, the fastest.
Like,
hour
I mean,
like
brief.
One,
you know, it's like 10. Right at the end of the straight. Like you hit it, and then you hit the brakes. And you
yeah,
stop.
Of course.
Fastest I ever got was like 120, and that was on a McLaren in Vegas.
I don't know if I broke 100. Oh no, I did. Because we did that together, didn't we? We went to Vegas.
No, but I'm saying like
the...
in your car, how fast did you go?
Oh, I
60.
I'm telling you, grandma. Like I'm a very safe kind of driver. I've never gotten
like
a speeding
ticket. When I get annoyed
ticket.
Getting stuck behind
yes,
you.
Yes, you would.
I'm either like, what the hell
well,
is this
I get out
doing?
Of the way, you know, but
freaking
like.
Freaking honking my horn.
Yeah, I tend to.
You don't care.
Is that you, really? I don't want to get pulled
I go
over.
Past, like, what the hell? Look inside and say you.
Yeah, you're
expecting
me?
You're expecting this, like,
I'm
old lady.
In there,
you know,
I'm just singing two hands on the wheel, like, just an absolute dumbass.
He's singing to, like, rom-com.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah. I'm just in there jamming. You can't be mad at that. You can't be mad at that.
No, I mean.
But I've probably gone, like, maybe like 90, because going up, I mean going
ooh,
100.
You're badass.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Going 100, I mean you're going over the you're going well over the speed limit anywhere you're at if you're going 100.
Yeah, so you don't want you're not trying to get that ticket. Huh?
I'm not trying. I've never been pulled. Well, I've been pulled over one time, and it was in Chicago, and I think it was because I was blaring my music with the windows down, and the cop was just salty that I was playing music loud.
I think it was salty at what you were listening to.
I don't remember what I was listening to.
Vamos a la playa.
It might have been that, but it was something with my mirror. But yeah, I've never got a speeding ticket. Never been in an accident, you know, thank God. But yeah, I'm a
You caused the accidents.
No, not at all. I've never been in
you
one.
You caused other people to crash.
No, yeah. Maybe, but people have hit me like a couple times. They've backed into me. Recently, actually, someone backed into me. Remember at the soccer thing when someone like came in and they gave him the info or gave me the info?
No.
A city worker like backed into me and he just sped off.
Oh, little hit
and then run. And then another guy came in. We were shooting a video and he was like, oh yeah, I don't think you were there, but he was like, I have that guy's like badge or like because he was a city worker and he's like I know that guy.
You got him fired. Okay.
No, I didn't do anything because there wasn't any damage to the car, but yeah. Did hit me.
That's crazy.
Do you ever get scared or did you ever get scared when you started racing?
Yeah, there is moments. There's moments you get more scared, like if it's completely dry, you know, sun's out. I rarely just because you have confidence in cars just completely pinned. You know, you go around the corners, it's mint. The only times I really get scared is when it's raining.
Mm. So do people in Texas. It starts raining in Texas or California. People, their heads go off. They don't know how to drive.
They start driving like scum. Yeah. It's the worst.
Huh? Yeah, huh? They start driving like me. Everyone does it. So it's like.
Have you ever been in a wreck?
Yes, of course. Like, you always gonna
any
be
memorable
in
ones that you were just like, fuck me.
Spa. Spa? I don't know if you got. No. There's a track called Spa in Belgium. One of the best of the whole season. Ask any driver, Spa is like one of the ones they wish they could go to or wish they've driven. And you have one of the coolest corners like in the world. You kind of go up this quite a big hill. And it was wet. It was qualifying. And actually things were going like really well. I was first in quali one, first in quali two. And then it was beginning of Q3 and it just started to rain even more. And I think I was the second guy up the hill, and I've gone up the hill and just caught like not a puddle, but you know, a bit more water, a bit more standing water. And I've gone around, completely lost the car, and I've overcorrected, you know, so the car started to go slide this way. I've countersteered too much, and then it's gripped up, and then I've just gone the opposite way. And then I hit the wall, and freaking looks pretty cool, but that's my biggest one I've had. Touch wood. Like I've not had any bad incidents.
So yeah. when you go up that hill, is your vision like obscured or can you see like
no,
the
no,
top of the hill?
No, you see the sky.
Oh,
like
so
it's more of a hill than you can imagine.
So if someone's at the top of that hill and they like spun out or something, you could just go up that hill and just instantly.
Yeah.
Is there a track that you've raced so much that you could? Because it's all timing, right? And you understand the timing, and you're so used to it. Is there one that if I'm not saying to do this, but is there one where you can close your eyes and do you think that you can finish one by closing your eyes and going all the way through?
Like he's Luke Skywalker? What do you mean? There's
he's
no
the
way.
Force?
If you could do that, that would be insane.
It's all timing. You got to understand. Like, I mean, how many laps total are you?
I guess
you,
if you've done it enough. But
if you do it enough, I reckon there's someone that can. I'm terrible with this stuff, though.
Yeah.
When someone's like, can you shut your eyes and kind of like drive through a lap? And I don't know why. People can do it really well. And I.
But there are people, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. People would be able to do it within like, especially if they, you know, go through in their mind, like what the track's like. Blah, blah.
That's insane.
They'll do it within a couple of seconds.
Now the sim, you say that you do the simulation. How accurate? Because I just did a podcast with Corey LaJoy, who is a NASCAR. We had a NASCAR vehicle out on the track, and I asked him the same question. Like, What was the question that I was going to, as Corley Joey, we were talking about? Oh, the simulation, the simulation car. He said that it was very, very accurate. Like it, like.
Yeah, I think there's a difference. I mean, they drive in circles.
I'm going to give you, well, first of all, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but God damn.
I'm chairs, man.
I could fall asleep.
I'm a homie. I'm every pound of 210.
I am absolutely, this is actually like, it's very comforting because it's like.
It is not.
It's squeezing my hips. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting hugged. It's like.
My tailbone is like.
You got like little cushion in there?
It's gone, dude. I weigh too much. That cushioning.
Oh my gosh, I just noticed he's rocking the Lulus.
Oh, I'm.
What the fuck? That's how fast this man is. He's steaming.
Those are my favorite pants.
He does love those.
Love them. That's all I wear.
I only got them the other day, and I walked into the shop for the first time, and I got 9 pairs of them.
Dude, they're like, a glitch.
Black, blue, gray, camo.
It's all that I wear during our tournament weekends. Yeah. I wear Lulus so and like my, what are they called? The Kanye Boosts, the ones that you got me. They're hideous, but they're so comfortable. Yeah, it's like walking
the
on
Wave
pillows.
Runners. You're into sneakers? You wearing the Pandas?
Oh, I'm a sneaker guy. I love sneakers. Shoot, I mean. Trainers, shoes. They call them sneakers.
Yeah, crepes.
Crepes,
is that what you guys call them too, right? Crepes?
Yeah, they call them crepes. Shoes.
What part of England are you from?
I'm from a place called Glastonbury.
Okay.
Where the music festival is. Music festival.
Which one?
Glastonbury Festival.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Glass Music Festival?
Glastonbury Music Festival.
Glaston. Okay. What type of music? How many people go there?
Like hundreds, thousands.
Oh my gosh! So it's like one of the huge.
It's one of the biggest.
Ones.
So it's like an
F1. You got Diplo out there. You got, you know.
It's the biggest. The biggest singers will be there. I've never been. I grew up there for 10 years. I've never been once.
And then what did you ask him?
No, like what type of music?
Yeah, what type of music? Oh, yeah.
Well,
he's never been. So.
House. I'm simple like pop stuff, hip hop.
Mm.
But I got into DJing recently.
Oh, cool.
So
did you?
Yeah.
What type of music you enjoy DJing?
I mean, house is one of the easiest things to get into.
Ooh.
I love walking into a club. I'm just like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
You should do some Chicago house, dude. Look into it.
Chicago house.
There's house and then there's Chicago house. Look it up. Good.
I'll try, but I've really got into it. I mean, I'll be name dropping, but on holiday. Managed to meet Martin Garrix.
Okay.
Oh, nice. I literally just saw Martin Garrix in Vegas.
Yeah, he was there yesterday. The other day. Yeah.
In the Name of Love. Day before. Yeah. I love that song.
Mm. Go on, do it again.
In the Name of Love. What is it?
Well, you gotta finish it.
I love that song, man. He's awesome.
He's one of the, like, genuinely one of the nicest guys I think anyone will ever meet in the world.
Mm.
Really, that's good to know.
People say that about me too, right, Seth?
No. Oh. No, they do not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the opposite.
Matt, right? Yeah, I see Matt shaking his head. Right? Okay.
He's shaking right now. But yeah, he got me into it. And I'll name drop, but I was like,
Monty Garrix
and Kygo. He was one of the first guys. I actually played golf with Kygo last year in Miami, or even this year, Miami. Which was amazing. I just managed, like, first time meeting him, playing golf with him was pretty cool. And they got me into it, so now I freaking love it.
Man, what a speedy podcast you guys are watching. Speaking of fast, let's tear right through this sponsored segment where we read off the advertisements. First and foremost, let's talk about Honey. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. It's an easy way to save when you're shopping on your iPhone or computer. Talk about it all the time. Pizza parties, my place, you, me, pizza parties. Bring all your friends. I'll bring all my friends. We can mesh together. We need to order pizza. We need to save money on pizza. Honey's the way to do it. Pizza, drop down, apply coupons, bam, saving a bunch of money. Imagine when you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, when you check out, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches the entire interwebs for coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Honey doesn't just work on the desktop, it works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could straight up be missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the show. I'd never recommend something that I don't use. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/optic. Now it's time to factor in another read, which this one, all right. Fall is officially here, and with a new season comes a new routine. But if you're like me, you get sick of the same old day after day. Luckily, Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery makes it easy to switch things up with 30-plus meal choices per week, 36 weekly add-ons, and an option to add protein to select vegan and veggie meals each week. Whether I'm out all day or just cozying up at home, Factor's fresh, never frozen meals make it easy to fuel up fast with meals delivered ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Savor the harvest season with Factor's Pumpkin Feast for Two, featuring fall's most craved flavor, pumpkin. This ready-to-eat bundle helps you make the most of autumn with a full spread that feeds two. Date night, anyone? Me, you, maybe? Factor? All right. Need more protein? Now you can add protein to select vegan or veggie meals to pack an additional boost into every bite. Factor is cheaper than takeout, seriously. And thanks to their commitment to ingredients with integrity, you can actually feel good about what you're eating every single day. Factor has everything I need for a week of good eats. In addition to ready-to-eat meals, they also have cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie slides, and more to keep me going throughout the busiest season. Head to go.factor75.com/optic60 and use code OPTIC60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code OPTIC60 at go.factor75.com/optic60 to get 60% off your first box. That's me. That's my scary music. Do you like that? Michael Myers sure is scary, but the last thing you need to be is hairy this Halloween. I love it so much. Luckily, your friends at Manscaped launched their fourth generation performance package to make sure your pumpkins get the ultimate carving experience on this spooky day. Turn your bite-sized treat into a king-size candy and join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code OPTIC. Make sure to make the right call this spooky season. It's trick or trim. I love it so much. We've all been there. We've all tried to shave and you got a little ouchie. You got a little prick. And you need to patch it right up. Well, the best way to avoid such problems is you got to use the lawnmower, man. You got to use all the Manscaped products. Have you ever trimmed your balls and it turned into a Freddy Krueger film? Well, luckily, Manscaped is here to save the day and make sure you're feeling your best in your costume. It's a full moon out there. And a werewolf in your pants. It's howling. It's time to tackle that problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. They're finely tuned pube products. Hi, Paige. Their finely tuned pube products feature a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. Their Lawnmower 4.0 is easily the greatest ball trimmer on the planet. Oh, and did I mention it is waterproof as well? This trimmer is a shower essential. Manscaped just launched their new body buffer. This 100% antibacterial body scrubber is just what you need to keep yourself fresh and clean this Halloween. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and your boxers to the next level. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code OPTIC at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code OPTIC at manscaped.com. Say trick or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped. God, those are my favorite. I feel like they should sell the ad reads. Manscaped, you guys should sell the ad reads like on a Patreon or something. I guarantee you people would buy them. Whoever writes these, incredible. All right. Back to the podcast with Lando that I didn't get to meet.
You're a big golf guy?
I'm probably one of the biggest golf guys on the earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We won't say the score for him today, but you guys just played with a...
We played with the good guys.
Yeah, those are my boys. Good guys.
We beat them.
Whoa. Cut that. Can't spoil the video.
I heard it was with a bit of a handicap, though.
Whoa, we're not talking about it. It's for the video.
Okay. Spoilers. No spoilers.
Speaking of spoilers,
Did you watch the series Jeffrey Dahmer? He goes to jail in the end.
I mean, I've heard.
I make that joke about Passion of the Christ also. Speaking of spoilers, you know, never mind.
Yeah. I have not watched it, so you did spoil it.
What? Which one? Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah. It happened right in, you know, like miles away from where we used to live.
It was in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, Madison.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's...
Scary stuff. Huh?
That guy's nuts. That show is nuts.
I was actually going to, instead of Jeffrey Dahmer, I was going to say House of the Dragon, whether or not you watched Game of Thrones.
Nope.
Are you much of a movie/TV guy?
I am, but not that stuff.
No?
No.
What do you like?
Top Gun?
Maverick? I've never watched Top Gun.
You didn't watch Top Gun Maverick?
Not one or two.
You
have. The thing is, my engineer, so like the main guy I work with at the race weekends, he's like the biggest plane, mm-hmm, helicopter, mm-hmm, nut fan in the world, I reckon. And
he didn't like it?
No, he loves it.
Okay.
Every single week he's talking to me about I have to watch Top Gun. But I've
you
never watched
to watch
it.
Top Gun. Do yourself a favor, get home, put that shit on blast.
I'll download it for my trip to Mexico.
Okay, but just make sure that no one's near you, okay? Because I watched the movie, and then I watched it again the following day, and then I watched it again the following day, and then I took a day off, and then I watched it again. I watched that shit like 13 times.
Now you got spare time, man.
Yes, he does. Thank you. Yes, he does. He says, don't call me after 5. I'm calling after 5. I know he's in his theater room and he's watching movies. He's not doing anything.
Literally doing me, which is me watching movies. I'm a movie critic too. One day I'll make videos about it. But for the time being, I'm training myself to be a good movie watcher.
That's good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do have a lot of time on my hands. I don't do shit all day.
I haven't been doing shit. I need to start doing shit. Obviously, we have the game releasing the 28th, yep. So we're starting to rev back up. Our season starts much, much quicker this year, so
yeah,
we're about to be in it.
Yeah, so we're about to go to Halo World Championship. Obviously, you have an esports team. Like, where did your affinity and interest come to start Quadrant?
I think growing up, like when I really started to get into gaming. So probably like, I mean, I started playing games since I was like 6, 7 already.
First game?
My first game, racing, Gran Turismo.
Okay, cool. My brother was huge into like the racing games. I never really played like sports/racing games or stuff like that. So
they're a lot of fun. I mean, if you're into racing, they're a lot of fun. I was never really allowed to play any of these shooting FPS games when I was younger.
Really?
My parents never let me. Which makes it even more like when you get a chance to play, then you really want to play it. But I would say COD was one of the first games I really got into. Actually, Halo. Halo was the first game. We used to go on holiday somewhere. There was an Xbox, and the only game that was on it was Halo. So me and my brother would always play Halo.
Same for me.
And we go there every year, and the only reason we wanted to go there was so we could play Halo every time. So Halo was the first like proper game that I played, and then COD. And
nice. Sorry, back to Quadrant. Sorry.
So I've always loved it, I guess, growing up, and seeing like these massive teams, you know, or you guys, or FaZe, or all of these guys. I've always wanted to be part of esports, and I guess as I've got into Formula One or even like Formula 3, Formula 2, I love being part of teams,
mm-hmm.
And I love the team aspect of all of it. So I've kind of always had a dream of doing it, but never had the time to really think of it too much until we started to get to 2019, 2020, when there was ideas of it, but it's hard to like my first couple years of Formula One, and also trying to get into esports at the same time was not the easiest thing. But then COVID came, and it was like the perfect opportunity for it all to start. With the dream of, you know, going into COD and Halo and I don't know, maybe FIFA, but now we've got a Rocket League team. But trying to expand into all of these things, I've never been League of Legends or WoW kind of guy.
Ooh, don't say WoW to him.
Yeah, whoa. That's my favorite game.
No, I'm just saying, I've never got into it.
Yeah.
You don't want to. If you think Tarky's bad with how much time you put in. Oh, yeah, Tarky. Oh, yeah. WoW is worse. It's the worst, like, in terms of time dump.
But eventually, like, that's stuff I would love to get into. I have teams in, just because I love the team aspect of it all, and it really makes me get into the games even more if I'm watching my own team in it. So like now we have a Halo team, we got the Rocket League team, which I'm loving, and that all started. But I guess it's not just esports. Like, we'll continue to expand that, but it's also, you know, the apparel, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We are just content creators, and it's just, you know, just just a lifestyle kind of brand in a way.
Love it.
That we can hopefully continue to grow over the next few years.
Hell yeah.
Well, I think you guys are doing an excellent job. The branding, obviously, the content that you guys are creating, respect.
We're getting there.
Yeah, no, respect. You guys are doing some strides. Shout out to the boys back there.
The boys.
Yeah.
No, I've always really enjoyed the team aspect of what I do as well. Like, I mean, even if we have a horrible COD, at the end of the day, like, you're out there with your boys, you know, and it's always fun trying to improve, trying to get better, and do it together, you know? Like,
exactly.
That's always been my favorite part of competing, because, again, we could have bad CODs, but at the end of the day, like, we're going out there to battle, you know? And I love it.
It's more fun that way. Yeah. I can't imagine playing, like, just solos all the time. It's not as exciting, you know?
Yeah.
I miss something. So the team aspect is one of the best things of all of it.
Yeah. Whenever you finally win that with your friends, also your teammates, you know, there's really not much better of a feeling in the world,
because
you know that you did it together, you know?
Yeah.
It's been my favorite
thing. I agree.
Very cool. Well, look, man, I know that you have a fan meetup going on today. Is that what's happening?
I got some filming with Jack. Fan meetup, disguise, play against them on the simulator. They try and win some money. They're not going to. Have some fun.
Cool. Well, luckily this thing will go out way past that, right? We didn't ruin some surprises there, hopefully.
No, it's fine, huh? Fine.
It's fine. All right, we're getting the thumbs up. Lando, thank you for spending the time with us, man. We appreciate you.
Pleasure, guys.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Whoa, come on. Caught timing. So, guys, all of his information for him and also his team will be listed in the description down below. Make sure they support him. Obviously, they're doing really good stuff in esports and in gaming entertainment. They have something to offer, obviously, to be additive to the space, not just be present, but participating, obviously, which is what we need more of in this space. So leave a like if you guys enjoyed the video. If you did, share it with someone. If not, don't tell no one. God damn it, haters, keep it inside of you. Don't fucking share that. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace. Goodbye.